lang terug in.
Ja, yeah.
Maar wat voor zin dat?
Ja, well, that's just some.
Okay.
I've made a presentation.
Right, let's see.
But I'll open it on the smart board, so we can all see it. So it's in the project documents, because that's what we can find here. Well, prachtig. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So, and the grant manager, so I had to fill it in. Well, we'll have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening, and then we'll meet each other. What we already do, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here, so we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So this is the opening. We have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So. We want it to be original, so a nice new design. Trendy, it's also for young people. We have just to make it modern and friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to be. Have the right buttons in the right place, like those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we will do some individual work, get meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. And the rest also works the same. So when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. Okay. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just a ballpoint. I want to. Of course, it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try the white one, the big white one.
Yes,
that will work.
Eraser. Okay. It's wonderful. That's fantastic. We can, you can save the file. So if we draw, we have to save everything. Don't throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
We can start a new one. And we just go on. And don't throw anything. We just let them all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish, you have to write. It's not as fast as you you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint. So,
let's go. All right, yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a more. A smart boy. So that's fantastic. This speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So we all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So I'm going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice B beast, but I don't know.
What I'm gonna do that.
Oh.
I hope this was part of the assignment and not your I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal
I just said it's not my idea, but I am a great manager and officially this is my idea.
We're kinda losing time, Doug. We're losing time.
The first meeting is just a bit loose.
Right.
Bit meeting each other and I hope our industrial design is this better because this is
don't cobble it.
No.
A few.
Yes, guess.
yes.
The hippo.
Well, I should take it in.
Oh, no. Why do you think it's a mouse or a rat?
I don't think so.
Well, I know.
Well, what is it?
I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
True. Difficult English word. I didn't know it myself.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics. Sum it up. Well, it's very painful. Okay. So we can we go back and now our industrial designer can draw its most favorite animal.
Thank you. Chief, I'm the industrial designer.
Oh, what's marketing design?
I think it resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruna.
It's 90.
90? What kind of animal is that then?
I think. Can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
It's start with red.
It's red. Well, looks very nice, right?
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
Want to re-raise it.
No,
No.
Save it and start a new. Save it.
Yes.
You are very.
And start a new blank blank
document. Very important documents, of course.
Yeah, we'll have to save everything. So now, next one. And then save it and start a blank document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different, pen whites, the line, the thickness.
Right.
So, you should try it, but.
I should have made mine white.
Well, you could have, but
he deliberately.
It's
called for example. We don't know the English word for it.
What the?
It looks like an.
Just a duck.
Looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
You know.
Nice.
Big bird.
It's
you're
the duck
in front
it's
of
it.
It's
the plane.
Right. That's a bird. But what kind of.
It doesn't draw
do we have
circles
to,
that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah. Just a bit childish, but
we have do we have to name a specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well, let's save the document and then. And then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will choose a new color and a new pen white. So
why
do I
to do the difficult task?
No. Well, first. Yeah.
And it's all.
And then you go to format, I think.
Current
and
color.
Current color. And I knew you choose
I
a
like
new color.
We
don't have pink.
Oh, well,
and a new pen white. Also format. It's not like in paint.
Huh?
Line white. And you can choose
line
width. Width.
And then I can draw?
Yeah. So, just the way, that's the way it works. So.
It's quite easy.
It's a pussy kid.
Oh, pussy.
Oh. The line width is too thick. But
well, then you change it. And erase things.
What? pig.
Smiles nicely.
Super pig.
I have to change my mind.
One.
Yeah.
These are whiskers, you know.
Yeah, we know.
I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
No, it looks great.
Meow.
If this isn't obvious.
Well.
Just save it.
Yeah,
I'll
save
it.
Alright,
save.
And start a new blank document.
Here, blank.
Yep. So, that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well,
oh,
I feel comfortable
well
now.
That's
really
terrific.
Huh?
It's
I feel
group spirit.
Yeah, that's it. We have one big happy family now. Well, then the serious stuff. We want to set it at €25 internationally. So but we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but €25. Our profit aim is worldwide €50 million. So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at €12.50. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right,
and marketing research. Now then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down. That's presentation can wait. We can take notes. And well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to say anything about them.
No,
okay,
I did.
It's not my place to talk about the experience with current remote controls.
Well, just we're at four. If we just have one.
It's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors.
Yeah.
Get the good points. Try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Hey.
On our corporate site, I saw a new DVD player we're going to produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and DVD player with the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe. Because we want to set off for 50 million.
Yes, 50 million is our aim to profit. So
a lot of people have to be able to use it.
But buttons have to have international recognizable buttons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and that every culture and people in the continent recognize.
I'll make notes and then maybe I'll put it in the project folder when I'm done.
We shouldn't have too many buttons.
That's right. You don't use the half of them. That's culture, international.
Maybe you could make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and make the other buttons multi-functional or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't come too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And maybe we even have more than just DVD player. Don't we have other?
We should make compatible.
We also just released a TFT.
That's kind of standard TFT.
Yeah.
So works.
Yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remote already have some experience with remotes. So if most people do it.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but we can.
It's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to.
Except if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah, we need to keep it consistent with other DVDs.
Yeah.
because we look at competitors, and if we pick up the good things about that and give the nice design.
Yeah, but it's
that's
from the user
at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could use another form or shape or color.
Well, yeah, the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about the like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing,
yeah.
Where you can make it triangle shaped.
Oh,
it's very recognizable.
More oval or something.
Oval.
And
yeah. We can use it as a game pad.
Oh, I don't
know.
Yeah,
open
to that.
One hand has the beer.
No, young people want something different.
One of our aims is that it has to be original and trendy.
It has to be
so.
Yeah. But you still have to know it's remote, not
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We can imagine because it's a long time on the market. So
yeah.
the form will have been tested out. So,
so the long box shape thing must be
beautiful. Yes.
Or
for me personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just in a square middle. I don't like to use them. I it has to fit my head.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have, and then the button that I use most has to be here. It fits your head, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't
need
the long box shape.
Why not?
It has to be custom made for the hand.
Yeah.
Those new DVD players on the market do have those.
You can make another shape, but then you have.
No, if you used to look at the new Philips, they. With the new remotes aren't box shaped.
No,
it's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
what do you suggest then?
Well, most of them are somewhat thicker at the end. And
yeah, right.
But thinner.
It fits in your
palm. The other end.
But it's still then the long box, but then with. So
yeah.
round forms
that shape that it fits your head.
Yeah, yeah, all right, but
that's
it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has
yeah.
A round form, but in the end, it's still a box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No, I don't mean an entire box like completely square, but also with round edges, of course. But
yeah.
in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah. It should be
box shape with convenient round shapes.
Right. Maybe something like this. Or
yeah.
And then a button there to switch between different systems, like
yeah.
DVD player, and so you can.
A big recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind of a there.
Yeah.
With the numbers.
We have 5 minutes left, so.
The button should also be not too small, not too big for us.
Yes.
Not too close.
But it should be
possible
to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
So there has to be some space between the buttons.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. To have icons to explain the different
right.
functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe you should use colors.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
I just think maybe you can just like on cell phones those.
Yeah,
you can put down on them.
That's
so you can customize your own remote with different colors or special paint jobs. I don't know.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials. Or
well, it's just about our first ideas now. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials and markets. Etc. Yes.
It's important to notate all the decisions that
yes.
we so mm-hmm.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is about what we're going to do. You get specific instructions when you're back in your room. So, it's logical, I think.
No problem.
Oh, and that's all. So, we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Now we can
yeah.
still talk about materials. We have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too easy.
Well, I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not be loose.
And of course, there are several export cables in it to connect things.
Is there a universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions? It's all about.
I think so. It's
it's not that
the
it's in China. It's
standard way. Infrared beam is an infrared beam.
Yeah. But you can have, of course, different between DVDs and televisions.
It's
and
we make a universal remote, so it has to work with all kinds
of
brands.
With RTVs are mostly made in China and that sort of thing.
Probably, yeah. China rules.
User presses a button and with an infrared beam. But the signals are vision set accordingly. That's three options.
Are we going with the front's idea?
Well, I think we can look into that in the
next
universal. Yeah.
And you can always use the front on it. No. You can use the display.
Yes.
But you can.
Well, just you can a normal front with it, but you can change them when you buy it.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So
yeah,
we
make profit with them. It's a way to make them.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra effort. Like for us,
but the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah,
simple color, not very flashy. Well,
it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver, we'll make them black and silver. So
standard. But people often don't like bright colors or something. We have to make it gray.
Well, young people.
Yeah, but then you can use front.
Yeah.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But that's marketing research.
It's
you can ask.
I will test you.
Yes. Well, I'll use it in the case you can maybe. I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Also the look and feel of
the
remote is also my task.
What's the URL of the website?
You went to the company website.
Well,
yeah,
it's
just
if
you start up your internet.
Finish meeting now! Oh, alright.
Well, we'll go to back.
It's great. Next meeting is in 30 minutes, but I think you will be warned. To get over here, I'll have to restore my desktop.
it's half of the normal size.
All right.